Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A weekend traffic stop in Charles City resulted in two arrests. The Charles City Police Department says they conducted the traffic stop in the 600 block of Gilbert Street shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday morning. After the vehicle pulled over, 43-year-old Russell Van Brocklin Jr. of Saratoga allegedly took off running from an officer before he was apprehended and charged with interference with official acts. During the same traffic stop, CCPD arrested 27-year-old Austin Luciao of Charles City on a Floyd County warrant for third-degree harassment. According to court documents, a warrant for Luciao was issued after he was accused of repeated harassment of his ex-wife through multiple text messages and by showing up at her home on February 18th and yelling at her. CCPD said officers have been contacted by the victim several times prior to these incidents. No court proceedings are currently scheduled for Luciao. What started as a report of an intoxicated individual has led to assault and firearms charges against a North Iowa man. The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office says about 5:45 on the morning of February 20th, they received a report of an individual involved in a disturbance that occurred in the early morning hours in the 100 block of 2nd Avenue West in Sway City. The report involved an intoxicated individual possibly in possession of a firearm. A KCSO investigation identified the person to be 38-year-old Michael Hammond of Sway City. He was located at his residence when officers arrived and did not cooperate with providing information on the disturbance. Further investigation determined that a firearm had been discharged during the incident, and deputies executed a search warrant on Monday at Hammond's residence. Hammond was then arrested on a warrant charging him with going armed with intent and intimidation with a dangerous weapon, both Class D felonies, plus domestic abuse assault while displaying a weapon and domestic assault second offense, both aggravated misdemeanors. A North Iowa man arrested for drug trafficking has now been indicted in federal court. 44-year-old Brent Weisbrot of Mason City was initially charged with the Class B felony of possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, as well as Class D felonies for control of a firearm as a convicted felon and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. A criminal complaint states that a search warrant was executed at Weisbrot's residence in the 1300 block of North Federal Avenue in Mason City on December 27th, with authorities allegedly discovering and seizing about a quarter pound of meth and a loaded 9mm handgun. Weisbrot had pleaded not guilty to the charges with his trial scheduled to start Tuesday in Cerro Gordo County District Court. However, Cerro Gordo County prosecutors filed a motion on Monday to dismiss the charges against Weisbrot because he was being indicted on federal charges as part of the same case. District Judge Greg Rosenblatt approved the motion to dismiss. Officials in North Iowa are again alerting the public to grandparent scams. The Algona Police Department and Kossuth County Sheriff's Office, along with multiple agencies across Minnesota and Iowa, are investigating grandparent frauds in which individuals contact elderly people and tell them that a grandchild, niece, or nephew has been arrested and that they need money immediately. They also request the victim to meet them somewhere or they can come to the victim's residence to pick up the money. Scammers are also stating there is a gag order in place and that there will be a penalty if they violate the gag order. Authorities advise, quote, "This is not how a scenario will play out if you get contacted that someone needs money to be released from jail. You will most likely be contacted by them or someone you currently know, nor will you be asked to meet someone in a public place or at your residence. These issues are taken care of at the jail. Also, there will not be a gag order," end quote. In the event you get a scam phone call like this, do not give out any information or commit to anything. Gather details they give you and contact local authorities. You're also encouraged to alert family members who do not have social media to the grandparent scams. The founding director of the Charles H. McNider Art Museum in Mason City has died. Richard Leet helped start the museum in 1965 after having taught art for 7 years in the Olwine School District. He helped develop the museum into a place with a comprehensive art center program, including the building of the permanent collection and staging of temporary exhibitions, classes, film showings, guided tours, as well as concerts and festivals. Lee retired from the museum in 2001. He died on Sunday at the Heritage Care Center in Mason City. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI men's basketball against Illinois-Chicago, pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.